Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is the Big K Morning Show. A little sunshine right now helps. Appreciate you joining us, Larry Richard with Marty Griffin and our good friend, journalist extraordinaire, Northside native, Selena Zito. Selena, good morning.
Good morning, sunshine. How are you?
So Biden ambles into a sheets last week. It was kind of a weird look, but regardless, trying to build on some momentum here in Pennsylvania. And then he turns around and he sues them in essence. What is going on with this lawsuit? And it's fascinating that he would take on Sheetz, which is so popular here.
Yeah, it's really sort of stunning. I mean, I know there's the Sheetz-Wawa sort of competition, but it's all sort of friendly, right? But they're suing them for their hiring practices, which is having a criminal background check, saying that it disproportionately excludes minorities from being able to get a job at Sheetz. Now, I think the most insulting part of it is that they're making the leap or the assumption or the calculation, meaning the federal government, the EEOC, that blacks or minorities, whatever, are more likely to be criminals. It's just astounding to me. And to take on Sheetz, especially the timing of it was remarkable. It happened less than 24 hours after the president goes into Sheetz and awkwardly buys a bunch of snacks.
Yeah, and what you're saying is so relevant. So what you're saying to African-Americans is, we know you're criminals and we're going to protect you, in essence, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
disgusting.
Insulting.
It's disgusting.
It is really insulting. And to, you know, as one Democrat whose name I will not say because it will get him in a lot of trouble, but after a series of bizarre decisions made in and around Pennsylvania, including the LNG pause, the liquid natural
right.
gas pause.
Tell them about that, because I don't think people understand that we have so much natural gas here, and Biden ordered a pause in the sale and distribution.
Yes, and that not only impacts the people directly in the business, it also impacts farmers because they have leases with the natural gas companies, and a lot of farmers rely on those leases to keep their farms going.
Right. For those that don't know, these are the people that have had gas extracted from their properties while they're maintaining their farms, and in a lot of cases, it is their only real source of income.
Right. Absolutely. So between that pause on the exports, which impacts a lot more people than you think, right? And then going after Sheetz, and then, you know, the whole hydrogen hub, which is going to be it's a billion. I mean, a big deal is this, right? With Governor Shapiro and President Biden, you know, we're bringing hydrogen hub to Pennsylvania. And now Pennsylvania is possibly going to, but not even possibly, I mean, I talked to Senator Casey about it. He's deeply concerned about it, is probably going to be prohibited from being part building the hydrogen hub because of a tax rule. It's called 45B. That prohibits Pennsylvania from building a hydrogen hub. It has something to do with tax credits. And so as one Democrat said to me, is Biden just trying to lose Pennsylvania?
Yeah, but back to Sheetz, though, because I think this is so important. This is a hell of a company, Larry.
They have over 25,000 employees. This is not just some little gas station.
And they get voted best company every single year. And I know people that work there. They pay well. They treat people well. They're a wonderful family, and it's family-owned. And this is just a ridiculous way to try to gather support in Pennsylvania, is it not? To jack with Sheetz, of all places.
And the timing. The timing.
Yeah, the timing is bizarre, but also just Sheetz is pretty beloved.
Yep.
You know, not just from the customers.
Oh, yeah.
But also from the people that work there.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk into a Sheetz, or even if you're traveling and you pull up to a Sheetz, you know you're going to expect a certain quality, and it never fails to deliver on that quality.
It has that Chick-fil-A vibe to it in terms of success, quite frankly.
Well, we'll see where this goes. Fascinating, the timing. You are right, especially after he made a point to stop there and buy sandwiches.
Well, that point you made about African-Americans is spot on. You're criminals. We're going to protect you. Okay, thanks for that.
Yeah, that was. I thought that was incredibly insulting, and I just don't think they live in. Sometimes these bureaucrats live in such a bubble; they just don't even understand what the words that they're using and the actions that they're taking are actually insulting the people they're trying to engage with.
Selena Zito, check out the Washington Examiner. Thank you.
Spot on.
Thanks,
sister.
Guys.
Coming up, a chance for you to help some true hometown heroes next. This is the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard with Marty Griffin, and we have a couple of in-studio guests we'd love to introduce you to. I'm going to change the music here. I want to make it more. We just came off the Masters, a tradition unlike any other. But we've got a golf event that can help some local heroes.
Nice.
And joining us in studio, Bob Sill, who is an incredible marketing genius in this town. He and his wife have been very successful.
He must want something from you, man.
I'm sure he does. Yeah.
Something's
Hi,
coming.
Bob. Well, Bob and I were just with one of our heroes yesterday, a retired Marine veteran, Brandon Rumbaugh, who had lost both his legs in an IED blast while trying to save another Marine. We were on Talk Pittsburgh on KDK TV, and it's about really telling their story. And I know how passionate you are about this. And Shandorovich, and Fishman, you know, we joke with the twins, but this is something they want to stay in the background on this, but we appreciate their efforts. And also in studio, Frank Mergy, who I've known many years, who has a new role in life that involves golf. You're with the PGA. Tri-state section, right?
I am, Larry. Thank you for having me, too. Yes. It's all about golf now for me.
Very talented, Frank, too.
There you go.
I've seen his videos. So Tuesday, this is May 28th, the day after Memorial Weekend, which is appropriate as we honor the men and women who've served, particularly post-9/11 veterans. It's about the Warrior Foundation with the inaugural golf event. And I know you've worked very hard, Bob. Yep. You and your wife and team to put this together. And tell us about helping not only Brandon Rumbaugh, but also Major Eric Burkett Jr., whose call sign is Trainwreck.
Well, you know, Larry, you got us involved because we, Ed, Al, and Craig, and we were, when we did this, we wanted to do something that was very different. We didn't want to do just another golf outing. And there's a lot of great ones, and they do a lot of good work. But we thought, if we're going to do it, why not do something very different? And I called you, and I talked to you about, you know, who's out there doing something local. It had to be local. All the money had to stay right here. Number two, all the money, all the donations had to go to the organization. There's no fees for getting anything done. It all goes there. Number three, it had to go to a couple individuals. We wanted to have at least two individuals that the money and the donations went directly to, whatever they wanted. And then third, the rest of it would go to the organization. And then we wanted to make the event itself not just playing golf and, you know, you go out to one of these fundraisers and you bring in a guy that can hit the ball 300 yards and he wins all the contests. We said, let's really focus on the Warrior, because that's the name of the organization. It's all about the Warrior. And let's really show golfers and people and make the awareness of what it's like to play golf in those conditions. And that's why Frank's here, and that's what PGA Hope has done. And we're going to have them there on multiple holes, and the guys are going to have to play golf with the same kind of, let's say, for lack of a better word, handicaps in golf, okay? It's a good word for golf.
And in this case, it's adaptive devices that help those who have physical challenges enjoy the game. Frank, right?
It is. Adaptive golf, and we train our PGA professionals, and we have 30,000 PGA professionals in the PGA of America nationwide, worldwide, actually. And it's one of the largest sports organizations. And PGA of America has a national initiative for PGA Hope, which they created. Hope is helping our Patriots everywhere. PGA Hope, it's our professionals get trained in adaptive golf, and they go through a full-day session, and they have to learn, you know, maybe someone's an amputee, double amputee, triple amputee, hard of hearing, can't hear, or blind. We train them in providing golf services that adapt to the needs of the veteran.
And this day, Tuesday, May 28th, is going to be special at Valley Brook because you've also invited the 9/11 Air Wing Color Guard. You've got American Idol's country singer Christian Beck, who I know is great talent. Kobe Sable, the live painter. Cody is really, you've seen Cody, Marty.
Unbelievable.
He does this live in the moment, and you don't know where it's going until the very end. Then he kind of reveals what his artwork is. And, of course, we'll be supporting this in Odyssey Pittsburgh. We appreciate what you're doing for It's About the Warrior Foundation. And I know the founder, Steve Monteleone, is out of town with some veterans on one of their service trips that they do. Otherwise, he'd be here, too. But thank you.
Thank you, man.
Well, all the guys at Odyssey have done a tremendous job. And you're going to be broadcasting a lot of you live from out there all day long. And we very much appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a chance. Once you meet either Eric or Brandon, and you can't help but kind of really feel the emotion and want to do whatever you can to help. We talked about this yesterday, Bob, being with Brandon.
It's life-changing.
And so before you go, part of what you're doing is trying to help them complete their dreams. In Brandon's case, he wants to build a studio, an adaptive studio at his home, and he's going to do helping other veterans with these vodcasts, because video, not just audio podcast, right?
I was astounded. At first, we said, well, how can we help you guys? And they said, well, you really can't help us at all. And we said, well, what do you mean?
It's funny how they always say that.
Yeah, I thought maybe they wanted a vehicle or something that could help them get around better, that kind of a thing. And as it turns out, they said, no, we just want awareness. He said, everyone comes up to us and tells us because we don't have any legs. And they'll say, thank you for your service. But there's 100, for every one of us, there's 100 of them out there, 100 of us out there who have cognitive issues or have psychological issues, and they don't get any support. So we want to build studio and, you know, go on and do vodcasts and talk to the world about everyone else that comes back with other issues that no one's aware of.
And Brandon Rumbaugh has been a very powerful speaker and has been doing this for many years. And as he'll tell you, has highs and lows, but he always deflects help for others. And then Eric Burkett, a pilot who lost his legs in a crash in country serving us. He is actually overseas right now, right?
Yes, he's a helicopter pilot. And he's right now working to be in the Paralympics as an archer. And part of his recovery was learning how to shoot and focus on becoming an archer. Now he's one of the top Paralympians, I guess, in the world. So he's focusing on going to Paris, and he wants to get his family over there. But he also is going to build a studio in order to be able to do those kind of things as well.
Tuesday, May 28th, Valley Brook Country Club, 98twinsgolf.com, 98twinsgolf.com if you want to participate or sponsor. And again, we thank the twins, Shendorovich, and don't forget Fishman in supporting It's About the Warrior. Frank Burgee, good to see you, and great work you're doing with PGA Hope.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Larry, and I'll see you at the Interdog Truck.
All right, here we go. Oh, nice shot. Big Game Morning Show, and every Wednesday at this time, we check in with Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Waiting for the hit 82 on Sunday. Meanwhile.
Don't hold your breath.
Here we are. I want to bring to everybody's attention that you are the Urban League offering free home ownership workshops. Let's start there. How important is it for a young couple or a young person to have a chance to be a homeowner?
I think it's important, especially in terms of having stability, in terms of building wealth, for your families. In Pittsburgh specifically, there is a huge gap between home ownership of whites and blacks. It's like, I think whites are like 31%, blacks are 73%. And so it's important that Urban League works to bring the American dream for everyone. I mean, a program's for everyone, no matter who you are, right? It's the whole goal is to move people from renters to owners and providing supports to do that. But it is critical, for sure.
What are the issues that people of color, minorities face when trying to obtain home ownership?
Well, I think, the persistent income equity, the gaps between the two, right, systemic issues around income and affordability. I think access to credit, right, having credit products that meet the needs of low-income and black folks, I think is important. I think especially with the way things are going with, it's hard to even find housing stock. I think housing prices have increased precipitously over the years dramatically, and higher interest rates. So those create greater barriers. And a lot of corporate folks, right? I think according to the PCRG report in 2022, I think 1 in 6, or I think by 18% or 16% of homes are owned by the corporate community. And so there's a lot of factors. And so we're working to connect people to information and resources to help level the playing field around homeownership.
So I understand the genesis for the homeowner workshops. And again, by the way, this is a free opportunity.
Yes.
How long a process is it? And I know there's a lot of interest in people trying to get the help they need to, overcome these barriers and own a home.
Right. Well, I think it depends on everyone's circumstance, but in terms of the actual training itself, it's an 8-hour virtual workshop. We found doing it virtually, people have issues with child care and things like that and transportation. So we've seen an increase in usage because of it being more virtual. That happened during COVID. But everybody's situation is different, right? Because, yes, you have the training, where you connect with the partners and information to help you, prepare for home ownership. But everybody has an individual journey in terms of, being prepared to actually own a home, right? Like getting your finances in order. And so we provide support around that. And even sometimes down payment assistance on a limited basis and, connecting the resources inside and outside of the Urban League. Because let's face it, for a lot of folks, they're not aware of resources. And so having an organization like the Urban League, who's been doing housing for years, and actually the Urban League invented housing counseling, actually, I think 60 years ago, and set the model for the nation. So this Urban League has been around 106 years, but has done some amazing things. Like we created the first charter school in a city, has done a lot of big things that people don't aware of. But this is part and parcel to what we do, because, we want people to be empowered economically. Yes, we focus on black folks, but we help all folks. And we want, again, I said earlier, everybody have a piece of the American dream, and this is a way to help people get there.
And how can someone register to take advantage of this free opportunity?
Well, they can call 412-227-4194 or email epp@ulpgh.org. Again, 412-227-4194 or email epp@ulpgh.org. Or they can go to our website. They can go under our events, and they can see it there, and they can register, click on a link to register right there. So, but, yeah, please take advantage of this. We want to see more people in homes.
And, again, it's ulpgh.org. Carlos T. Carter, President and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. Thanks, Carlos.
Thank you. Happy hump day. Climb over.
Here we go. If you want to reach out, you can. The smell Kia Instant Access is just a click away. Instant Access at kdkradio.com. Coming up, Marty's wife, Christine Sorensen, will be in studio with us for the 9 o'clock hour, as she is every Wednesday, and a plea from the Red Cross. Blood shortages.
People quit donating blood during COVID and even after.
And it hasn't...
It's a big problem.
...picked up.
No, it hasn't. People and we'll quit doing it.
Give you some sense of...
I can't donate. I just can't. But I know a lot of people that do. But I know a lot of people blow it off all the time. It's tough, man. And to the point where this Fatalent group, they actually have to buy blood. There's a blood sale marketplace, because there are certain regions of the country where they have excess, and then certain have shortages, and they have to buy blood to sustain the blood supply here in Larry with the major hospitals and all the surgeries we need. It's a big deal. It's very important stuff. The Kennywood thing kind of annoys me. Just give them their damn stupid season ticket money back and leave Kennywood alone. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
These ignorant lawsuits.
To me, that's frivolous.
Thank you.
I mean, if you went to Kennywood and said, hey, we didn't know that you weren't going to have the Steel Curtain roller coaster, and we bought a summer pass because we thought you would.
Here's your refund.
Here.
Go away.
Thanks for coming.
Shoe fly.
But now they got this class action.
Yeah, this... It's what gives lawyers a bad name. But the thing about that ride is Kennywood is concerned about that ride and the design. And they're doing the right thing, actually, fixing it.
Yeah, I'm sure they, you know, then the question is, well, when did they know they weren't going to do it?
Well, they had problems last year, brother. It was shut down half the year.
So they were trying to get it fixed, apparently, and obviously were unable to do so. So they did make an announcement. And keep in mind, that happened right before they opened for the first day last Saturday.
Yeah. By the way, it is a different park since it's not locally owned anymore. They become corporate owned.
Everything's owned by a conglomerate. Spanish company, yeah, yeah. Originally.
That all changes.
After the family,
yep, yep.
For many, many, many years. Yeah, well, that's the way of a lot of things.
Well, our business. When Westinghouse owned KDK TV, was a lot better place to work. I'm just telling you, just the truth. I've seen it with television stations around the country when they're owned by a family that watches the news every night. They have pride and they care. And once you're owned by a conglomerate, it becomes very actuarial, my brother. And that's what's happened at Kennywood. Look, it's a nice place, and we've had great memories there. They also owned, what is it, Larry, the kids' park up in the Latrobe area, Kennywood.
Idlewild?
Idleweird, I call it. We had some great times at Idleweird.
Well, they owned Sandcastle, yep. Idlewild, and yep, Kennywood.
Yeah, but they all...
Idleweird.
Now they're very actuarial, and it changes, man. Same with the ski resort. Seven Springs is owned by this massive conglomerate, so it's changed. But it is what it is, and it's not a lawsuit.
Yeah, man. A lot of people think Nuttings don't own Seven Springs anymore.
Well, Vail Resorts came in and took it over.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is that it's changed. But it's business, man. And Kennywood does a nice job. If these people don't want to go there because one ride is down, they should get their money back and move on and shut up. Because that is not a lawsuit.
Do you think it'll get any traction?
No.
It's gotten attention because it's Kennywood, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. Those kind of suits, you're right. They give lawyers a bad name.
And clients, I think you're an idiot if you're suing Kennywood. Just call them and get your money back for your ticket and shut up. What's the park, Sam, in Ohio that has all the roller coasters, really?
Cedar Point.
Fabulous place. Like 16 Jeez, roller coasters.
I haven't been there in ages.
Well, it's funny you should say this. I like roller coasters, and my daughter, Chloe, does, but everyone else is afraid, so we generally don't go to these parks anymore.
You know what I discovered is Disney, at their various theme parks, you know, they have all kind of different packages.
Oh,
you
yeah.
can get a park hopper, but if yeah. you do it one park for one day,
yeah, yeah.
the base price
$5,000
is $109 and change. Now, if the demand goes up, it's not unlike certain airlines where the less seats they have left, the price goes up. Supply and demand.
They call it dynamic pricing, brother.
Yeah. And yeah. so that same $109 ticket, for instance, on a certain date in the summer, you could get blocked out where you can't buy tickets. They actually have a sellout level. And as demand increases, that same ticket is like $178.
But you can pay as much as $400 for a pass for all the parks at Disney, depending on when and where. I've told you this, and I mean it. I'm not kidding.
You love
You give me the
Disney.
Option of jail, the Allegheny County Jail for a day, or Disney. I'm going to jail 8 days a week, brother. Disney sucks. It's a horrendous experience.
Horrendous.
Oh! I was there one time, and me and a bunch of the boys, all rich, famous white guys, we were standing around complaining that we'd like to break out of that place like a jail. It's that painful.
Wow.
It's so painful.
So you're saying you wouldn't pay $178 per person one day at one park?
Ask my wife when she comes in here how I feel about Disney.
Oh, good. That'll be a good place to start we have a...
It's a nightmare.
Important discussion about blood shortage and demand.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.